We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's Wednesdays with Wojo time. Joining us now, a man who dealt with Stoney for the better part of, 15 years. Now I get to deal with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Wojo. Wednesdays with Woj. Hello, Woj.
Hi, Bob.
If anything was worthy of replacing the Sandwich song, that is it. Now, he really said it like that. He even sung it like that, right? That's not altered in any way.
None.
Did we alter the tape at all, Greg, or not? No. I don't believe we did.
Note.
Parents, note. Note. Doctor's note. Note. Pooped
that's
his pants.
Tremendous. Yeah. Yes. The worthy replacement of the Sandwich song. By the way, did you guys notice it's really cold out today?
That's one. Ding. Okay. Yes. Have you been outside yet?
Wait. Did you guys bet on me?
No. What is today garbage day for you?
Tomorrow is garbage day.
Oh.
You bet on me how many times I'm going to mention the cold.
That
By
too?
The way, okay. It's so cold here at the Wojo Chalet.
Yeah. How cold is it?
Yeah, that I've to keep warm, I've started burning the newspapers and media guides in my basement.
Oh, man, that's an inferno.
Wow.
For people who don't know, Wojo collects newspapers back 20 years? More?
Oh, further than that,
Further
please.
Than that, 30 yeah. years.
I have the famous Dewey B. Truman, please. Come on.
All right, Wojo, let's get right to our scientific poll we're running on Twitter
okay.
right now.
What you got?
We asked the quick, because we were talking earlier about... who has it worse, St. Louis Rams fans? And yes, yeah. I meant to say St. Louis because, you know, the team left.
Right.
Or Detroit Lions fans. And Gov posed the question, if you had $10,000 to bet, which NFL city would you bet on to win the Super Bowl next, Detroit or St. Louis? And currently with, 26% of the precincts reporting, 59% of the voters say St. Louis.
Okay, so... they are aware St. Louis doesn't have a team at the moment, right?
Right. Yes.
I believe they are aware
yes.
of this
okay.
fact, yes.
I must admit, I'm not surprised. Jamie, I believe we once did on the little Jamie and Wojo program back in the day. Didn't we have people suggest that there'd be an expansion team on Mars
yes.
win the Super Bowl before the Lions?
Yeah. I said, would we put a man on Mars? And somebody said, not only would we put a man on Mars, there'll be a team on Mars.
Right.
And that team will get to the Super Bowl before the Lions.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's not a surprise at all. Although, now that the Lions hired, I thought that was kind of a coup. They hired Sean McVay as their quarterback's coach.
No, I checked that. Sean Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice try, though.
It did wonders for Deshaun Watson. Hey, Woj, I know you, because we heard you, were at the Pistons game last night.
Ooh, yeah.
Did you throw
Good
any
questions.
T-shirts out there with your buddy Tommy G?
I did not throw T-shirts.
Okay.
No, I will say this. I know some people make fun of when the owner, Tommy Gorris, throws T-shirts when he's there. But I honestly and truly, I'm not even making this up, I think he heard some of the criticism. He has a much better arm now than he did before. I swear to God, I was from courtside, he threw it almost into the second level, not the second deck per se, but the second level of the lower deck
wow.
across the court. Tremendous form.
Wow. Well, you got to be encouraged by that.
Well, yeah, it's improvement. Hello.
Now, look, we talked a bit about this. I'm guessing you and Bogey will talk about this. And I figure Bogey probably had a lot of pointed questions for Tom Gorse because he's been so openly critical of the Gorse ownership. But here's my thing, Woj. Martha Ford doesn't talk. Chris Illich doesn't talk. Tom Gorse talks. And when he does talk, he gets lampooned for it. Now, I think part of it is because he looks, you know, kind of goofy. Although I do think, I said this to Stoney earlier, if the Pistons ever won big, I think he would be a folk hero in this town. I think people would stop him to take selfies with him. They would love him. But because he seems a little bit out of touch, and as Gov pointed out, because he has such a deep relationship with Andre Drummond, people really hold that against him, which does raise the question, I guess, and there should be a question in here somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, what is a good owner, right? I mean, we've seen him here in the past, but nobody seems to think Gores is.
Well, a good owner, obviously, is, you know, and I do go back to Mike Ilitch, and he certainly had his down years and eras, but is one that who legitimately burns to win games and championships, doesn't burn to win fans or earn more money or become an icon or become a fixture in the community, just burns to win games. And I do appreciate that Tom Gores, when he comes to town, which is not very often, I do appreciate that he speaks. I think what bothers people is it always sounds spinish. And, you know,
I actually think
he talked last night about, yeah, we'll go over the luxury tax if it, you know, can get us a star-type player. We'll do that. I'm in buyer mentality. I believe in this team. I still want to win. And nobody really buys that objectively. He might believe it, but I think it's just easy to say. When you know you probably can't make a trade at the trade deadline because the market's, you know, dried up, it's easy to say, I sure would if I could. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's spin that people don't like about it. I think it just shows, at least to me, that he really doesn't have much of a clue about the sport or the team that he owns.
But I don't know if he totally believes that. Like that they have a great core and that they can win and that they should win. And
well, he certainly believes Andre Drummond's an all-star, which if you watch him play this year, he's not.
Yeah, you're right. He really isn't. And the Andre Drummond thing is, you do wish, and here's the hope that you have to have with the Pistons. And again, I don't buy owners for the most part are figureheads. You mentioned Martha Ford. Christopher Ilitch doesn't talk a lot. To me, it's more, did they hire good people?
Right.
And do they listen to them? And this is going to come down to, how strong is Big Ed Stefanski? Like, can Big Ed sit there, the de facto general manager, and tell his owner, listen, I know you still want to go for it, I know, but here's the reality, and here's what we can and cannot do. And I think Stefanski will be able to do that because I don't think any logical basketball person would look at the team as presently constructed and say, we're good, just maybe add a piece and we'll be good. Nobody would say that, would they?
No, unless they just want to qualify for the playoffs, and which, as we you know, it's not like hockey where sometimes you can just get on a roll. Basketball isn't like that.
I don't even believe they can just qualify for the playoffs as presently constructed. They would have to be a buy. They have to get another piece just to qualify for the playoffs. Like, I would be okay with them, all right, just stand pat and qualify for the playoffs, except the three games out, and I don't see any evidence that they're going to go on a rampage against the teams in front of them. Do you?
No, but they do play the Knicks twice in four games. That should be two wins.
Oh, they never lose to a team they shouldn't lose to, Stoney. That's a good point by you. That's duly noted.
But in a weird way, this is what underlines why the Blake Griffin trade was bad for the organization in ways that we can't even measure. Because if they hadn't have traded for Blake, there would be no even delusions of this. This team would be so far out of the playoff mix. It wouldn't be three games. It would be 10 games. And he wouldn't be talking about the luxury tax. And it would be like, okay, let's rebuild. Like, the unfortunate part about the Tigers and the Red Wings is that they're terrible. The good part is that both GMs admit that they're in full rebuild mode. The Lions and the Pistons both seem to be in this weird, no, we are kind of there.
Well, you know what it is? You're right, obviously, if they hadn't traded for Blake Griffin, but they did. And now that you're a year into it, I think they feel like he's having such a great year. He really is legitimately a great player. We yanked him out of L.A. and brought him here. Can we really just, okay, we're turtling and shutting it down in the midst of him having a great year? It's almost like they're forced, in their mind, to double down. Because they brought him here, he's doing everything and more that they had hoped and asked for, and what, they can just abandon him? Okay, now we're going to go ahead and, you know, give up. Listen, you're right, logically, if you go back a year, but since they made the trade, I feel like they think they're stuck and they have to at least make some sort of quasi-feeble attempt.
Last night at Chrysler, Xavier Simpson decided that, hey, everybody's talking about Cassius Winston, I should put on a show, huh?
Oh, that battle's going to keep going back and forth, isn't it? Winston and Simpson. What if Simpson did something, what, has only been done like 9 times in 10 years?
9. He had triple-double and no turnovers.
And no turnovers.
Yeah.
And he got a little feisty, as the Wolverines did with the Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who won 62-39 last night, huh?
And you know what? The temperatures were bitterly cold. Bitterly.
Bitterly cold. And yet the fans showed up. The student section was great, from what I understand.
You see, the classic Michigan State debate, I said earlier, as it ping pongs back and forth in my small brain, inside my large head, I've ping ponged back to Michigan because if Cassius has a bad game, I think Michigan State is in trouble. If somebody on Michigan, one of their frontline players, has a bad game, God, they got so many other guys who can have good games. There is a plethora of stars, and I think that's the sign of a team that can go really deep.
No, you're right. I ping pong too, because we've had the debate, and it's actually a pretty good one. Cassius Winston or Xavier Simpson, who's better, and it has been leading towards Winston. But to your point, if Cassius Winston somehow shoots 1 for 9 in a game, Michigan State is losing that game.
I think so, too.
If Simpson shoots 1 for 9, well, he probably wouldn't, because he would stop shooting, because he would recognize that, and he would do so many other things. They probably win that game. Now, does that mean Simpson is better? No, not necessarily. But for his team, I think there's much more margin for error.
All right, Woj, good talking to you. Super Bowl pick, Rams, Patriots, go.
You know, I think I'm going to go, and nobody else ever makes this type of pick. I think I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Really? Interesting.
And Bill Belichick. Yeah.
Wow, bold move.
He's going to swat down the little snot-nosed Rams, isn't
he? Oh, now they're snot-nosed.
That defensive back said Tom Brady's old.
But then he backtracked, like all the good defensive backs do.
You can't call old people old.
You do. Yeah.
Oops, I just did.
All right. By the way, I believe 3.
Yes.
Yeah. So you hit the under. We had 3.5 over-under number of times you'd mentioned the cold. So way to go.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I'm about to throw another stack of, I'm looking at the 1970s era Tigers media guides I'm about to throw in the fire.
Oh, fantastic. We
Is
look forward
bad?
To it. No. There's
Tom Verizer on the cover?
Yeah, sure.
I believe a couple of those are on Dennis Fithian's desk right now. All right, Robert.
So 4 references?
Yeah. 97-1, the tickets.
Woo!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.